106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
916-909-1065. 909-1065. That's the phone number to call if you want to hang out with us. We'd love it if you did. Because we're talking about parents. Do you let your kids swear? And if you do let your kids swear, what are the rules and what are the parameters for their swearing? 916-909-1065. You can text us at that number as well. We're getting into this because of Dax Shepard. Him and his wife, Kristen Bell, allow their kids to swear. And he talked about it a little bit on his podcast. Here's a clip.
I fully swear in front of my kids.
Yeah.
They are allowed to swear, not with impunity, but when it's called for and they land it and it's in the house and not out at a restaurant, it's okay. I was looking for competence. And then also my defense of it is I just told the girls, like, hey, these are noises that come out of your mouth and you assign what they mean to you.
I mean, well, that's what language is, and just in general.
Strange that, way of putting it.
Yeah, the last part was a little weird, but I do kind of like the idea of saying you don't swear in public.
Oh, for sure.
I like that rule.
Now, I think it's important to point out his kids are 10 and 11, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so as far as I'm concerned, and I feel this way about basically every parenting decision I make, I put through the filter of, is this age appropriate? So that is behaviors, speech, how they dress, what they're allowed to watch, everything. Mm-hmm. Okay. Social media, all those things. And so I do think that there is a point where swearing becomes a little more age appropriate.
Yep.
And to me, it has to be a slow burn.
What do you think
a build up?
What do you think I agree with that.
Yeah.
It can't just be like a floodgate that opens.
No.
And what do you think that
okay, so starting around 14, 15.
Oh, older.
Oh.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
Yes, you need to be like...
That's high school age, right?
That's freshman
year. I might make an exception for 13 if you're a very mature eighth grader, okay?
Okay.
So at first, you can curse when it's like an exclamation and you something happens.
You stub your toe.
Stub your toe. Damn it.
Yeah.
Okay?
Or worse.
Then as you get a little older, you can use it more... intentionally in conversation, but like Dax Shepard said, it can't be to make yourself seem cool. It needs to make sense based on what's being discussed, and it still can't be the F word.
Okay.
Like if one of the girls was 16 and she's having a conflict with a friend and she said, like, every time I see her, she's just like really bitchy, I'd be like, okay,
that's acceptable.
Fine. I would say end of senior year, as long as it isn't said in an aggressive tone to somebody, I'll allow the F word to start sneaking in.
See, I still don't swear around my mom, and I'm in my 40s. So like it's a personal choice sometimes with the kid too. Maybe they don't want to swear around you, but obviously, the severity of the word is a big issue. This is a text message that we got in. Clearly, somebody's been watching YouTube or social media videos. My 12-year-old son was walking around the other day saying, quote, she's serving C-word repeatedly. And I go, bro, what? Don't say that.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, that we're not in England. That's in England, it's a far less offensive word.
Well, if you
in America,
are,
that's one of the heavy hitters.
Well, yeah. Okay, it depends on how it's being used. We are repurposing that word a little bit more. And especially if you are an adult and in the gay community,
yeah,
serving C is actually quite the compliment.
Okay.
But
so okay, then let me ask if it is, that's a word that's being used in the gay community. I don't know if this is true or not, but what if that 12-year-old is gay?
But you're still not an adult.
You're still not an adult.
Right. That doesn't change anything.
I think maybe there's a difference between allowing a daughter and allowing a son to do it.
I agree too.
Because my son is 13 and we have allowed him to start swearing. Now, again, there are parameters around this. I still don't let him say the F word.
Okay.
He tries to sneak in the SH word every once in a while, and I shoot that down. Okay. But I also, I like Dax Shepard's rule. Again, that's why we're getting into this. Dax Shepard says him and his wife, Kristen Bell, let their 10 and 11-year-olds swear, but with rules of not doing it in public. And I should probably try to emphasize that a lot more with my son, because he tries to do it sometimes. Like, he does it sometimes when we're at, like, a big family dinner.
Oh.
And I'm like, no.
Yeah, that's not appropriate.
No, not in front of your grandparents.
Well, and in the same way that there are things that you would say in front of your friends, but not in front of your family members.
Right.
Like, just because it's a word that you could use, I mean, you might tell your friend to shut up, even joking. You wouldn't tell your grandma to shut up.
Great,
you
know? Point. If it was my grandmother, she'd smack me in the mouth.
She'd do that, and she should have shut up. She was racist.
That's true, yeah.